Hello and welcome to Football Portal. My name is Saru. This is the Fantasy Football Show. Joining me in the studio, we have Darius, who's our producer.
Hello.
And on Skype, we have Tanuj Baru.
What's up?
And also, we have a special guest, someone from United Kingdom, the home of football, who's been playing fantasy football for like 24, 25 years. Jwalant, what's up?
Hi, how are you guys?
Good. So, Jwalant, a lot of questions this week are going to be directed towards you, and all of us are going to chip in when we can, right? So, that's how we're going to roll right now.
Okay.
All right. So, you started playing fantasy football when exactly? Like,
Since my childhood, really. Since probably 1993, 94, something like that. Since almost only a few years after I got into football, I started playing the first, almost a season after it started, since fantasy football started with a Telegraph newspaper here. But I did not play that game. I started playing football, fantasy football with a People newspaper, which is a Sunday newspaper here in the UK. Yeah. It doesn't exist anymore. Mm-hmm. My neighbor got me into it and, started playing that game. And now every newspaper, every media outlet seems to have their own fantasy football. And I've played different varieties, different variants of fantasy football.
Yeah, so right now, if I remember, I think Sky has a very popular one, right? Apart from the Premier League website, which runs the main one.
Yeah, you can say it's the main one. It's the most popular one. I don't play the Sky one. I'm working in family life. I don't have time to make a lot of changes. But I don't play. I only play the official Premier League one.
Okay.
Sky is very popular. Ones are popular, and you have to pay for them. So the prize money is big. I mean, the prize money is like £250,000. For some of them,
yeah,
to win.
But you really need to put in the time and effort to win that money. A lot of people, I think a lot of time is just spent, and then the return in terms of, if you play it for the money, I think you'll just end up disappointed. The probability of you ending up disappointed is quite large.
It's luck, because you could be ahead, but and in the last week you could lose by 20 points. It's just down to, a lot of it is down to luck, because no one has a crystal ball. So it is down to luck. It's like in some ways it's like shares. External factors, and that you have to buy a portfolio. So the money, people don't really play. You can't play to pay for money, but it's only some games are £5 to enter, so it's reasonably cheap. But you stand, there's also monthly prizes. That's different, because you can aim to win a monthly prize. You can aim to win a weekly prize. The main prize is beyond everybody, and you just have to, the person who wins the main prize tends to be the luckiest as well.
Yeah, you know, the only thing that we are sure and certain about fantasy football is that if Tanuj doesn't change his team, he does really better. He does much better than what he does if he actually applies his mind towards it.
I mean, sometimes it's on instinct, but also there's a couple of tactics you can use on transfers, you know, points per million. I've looked at minutes per point is one thing to look at. A point per million, if you're looking at value for money, that sort of thing. Up to a point.
Yeah, so let's talk, let's say in the 90s, even in the late 90s. So how are transfers, like the week in and week out transfers, how do you like hand in your transfers when the internet wasn't?
To be honest, I mean, internet, I did not grow up in the internet age.
Yeah.
I started using the internet, I think, in my, I don't know what you call it in India, but what we call sixth form here.
Yeah.
So, which is 2 years before university and the years high school. So in America, it's called senior high. So, but the internet games weren't available then, and the transfers weren't weekly. In the original game, I believe, the transfers were only 2 or 3 a year, so pretty much close to real life, because you'd be making, you know, you'd sign 2 or 3 players a year, and you don't make changes every week. You'd have your first 11 players, and you can only make 2 or 3 changes either by post or by telephone, and that's it.
Holy shit.
And then the games have evolved since then. So just 2 or 3 transfers a year. To be honest, I prefer it, because now these things, now I play it and I go along, but they're quite gimmicky, double capped and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
The point score as well, if you want me to talk about that.
Yeah, so, you know, Serie A is having their fantasy, they have their own fantasy thing going on, and it resembles what you're saying right now. So you choose a squad till January, you have to stick to that squad, and the only changes you can make is within the squad. So you can have someone from your substitutes bench come to the playing 11, and that's the Serie A fantasy which they're playing right now, which is quite similar to what you're talking about.
The difference is that, I mean, there was no squad then. It's just the first 11. That's it. The first 11. And they make transfers to that 11 within your budget just two or three times a year. And it will be done by post or by phone.
Yeah, that's awesome. Which club do you support, Jwaland?
I support Man United.
As a young Asian guy
growing up in England, it's either Glory supporting Man United or Glory supporting Liverpool. And even now, you'll see that's true all across the country.
So, would you pick Marcus Rashford in your fantasy team because you support Manchester United?
No. you have to be at all emotion. I mean, I even know some people who are Arsenal supporters, and they refuse to pick Van. Do you remember when Man United won the league and Van Persie was top scorer? That year was Bale's last year before he went to Madrid. And the two best players, Bale was by far the best player in the league, and Van Persie. And there are some Arsenal players that wouldn't even pick them.
I think
because they hate them.
Yeah, I think you're talking about Tanuj Baru. Baru does not pick any Arsenal player.
No, he meant it the other way, right? So he meant that you wouldn't pick a Tottenham player or a United player because it's Bale and it's Van Persie. Yeah. But I'm actually the opposite of that, because right now I have two Tottenham players, Son and Kane. And not a single Arsenal player.
I think that's with every Arsenal fan, though. Like, with me as well in my FPL team.
At the time, you have to recognise that these players are the best players, and you have to take that emotion out of it. If it's a borderline player, that's okay. But when you're talking about the two best players, the two best players you have to pick if you've got the money.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
I agree, right? I mean, so what if you hate Harry Kane, man? If you have to take him, you have to take him, man.
I mean, for this coming Arsenal versus Man United game, I had no Arsenal players and I had all Man United players being an Arsenal supporter. So I think that says a lot.
Yeah, but that goes to show your bad decision-making skills. Both the teams are bad. So what were you trying to do taking any of those players?
Well, my score reflects on it.
Jwaland is going to be like, who are those three United players that you took, man?
Yeah, Jwaland, if you had to, like, you know, there's a gun on your head and someone asked you to pick a Manchester United player for your fantasy 11, who would it be?
Well, in my own team right now, I already have James and Martial. That's not to say I'll have them for the rest of the season. With Martial, I knew he would play as a striker. And I think he's listed as a midfielder. Yeah. I think we all know by now, strikers listed as midfielders should be picked. I mean, they purposely left Salah as a midfielder, but that's different. They've been doing that for a while now. But Martial is with the now that Sanchez and Lukaku have gone, he was always going to play up front. He got injured for a couple of games, and so I benched him. And then when James went on a scoring run, I thought I'd bring him in. Generally, I tend to spread the risk and not get two players from the same attacking side. But in this case, I made an exception, so I went for James. But he's cheap, so that's why I went for him. I did not think, as a Man United fan, I didn't think that Solskjaer would play him this early on in the season. He's still only, 19, I think.
Yeah, but he's one of the better performing players for Man United this season, right? So
a couple of quiet games, but he could easily go out of my team. But for that money, he could be a good sub as well. If I decide that one day when Martial comes back, James could be a good sub.
Let's talk about Bournemouth. You know, this curious case of Callum Wilson, right? he's on like 46 or 47 points this season already. He scored more goals than Salah, but his value doesn't seem to increase. He's at 7.9 7.8. It's like either his value decreases by 0.1 if he does not score a goal. Why do you think that is? Do you think the algorithm, there's a bug in the algo which doesn't bump up the price of Callum Wilson?
No, I just think a lot of people, at the end of the day, have other players. If you look at the players that are doing well this season, the strikers that are doing well as a great, it's market demand, and the market demand doesn't reflect that Wilson's price is going up.
But which is quite surprising.
But it will, in the long term, for players like him, it will go up. I think the managers are thinking that it's the managers must be thinking that he's his short term form, whereas the reality is Aguero, he's been doing it for 5, 6, 7 years now.
Yeah.
And you know he'll score. Aguero will score more points, there's no doubt about that, than Wilson. I'd be very, very surprised if the only thing that would prevent Aguero from doing so is if
Pep Guardiola.
for the league game, like he did on Saturday.
Yeah, what are your feelings about Pep? Do you like him, like, with FPL context? We don't. Like, I think there's a unanimous opinion in India that they don't like Pep for fantasy.
Well, fantasy football is difficult to predict what he's going to do, but, like, a couple of years ago, Sterling would not have played 2 games in a week. But this time around, you can't not get Sterling. So it's, I think that's one of the reasons why I don't pick Aguero, but I do pick Sterling. I think Sterling's become City's most important player now this season, so I think he will play. The week before last, he didn't play, and luckily he didn't come on. The worst thing is to captain him and he comes on for 2 minutes. But I think most times Sterling will play. The other positions are more difficult to predict. De Bruyne is another one that is another top performer, and I think you just got to look out for the Champions League. Is it the fixture before the Champions League?
Yeah.
Then you got to decide: where have they played? So you look at the fixture. You look at the maybe if they've played in the League Cup, who's played? So Sterling surprisingly played in the League Cup, but he didn't play in the league. So 3 games in a week is a stretch for most of the players. But I think 2 games they can do.
Yeah, actually, yeah, that's true. And Sterling's already been rested for one of the game weeks, right? So the probability of him being given a 90-minute rest in the next 2-3 game weeks is quite low.
And the international break does come into consideration, because that's also 2 games in 4 days. So he played 180 minutes for England as well. So at the end of the day, the manager has to take that into consideration as well.
Yeah.
But only realistically City can afford to do that. There's no way that Salah would be rested, because Liverpool don't have that depth. Nobody has that depth in the whole world, not even Barcelona or Real. So only City can afford to do that. So that's a bit of a danger for getting a City player.
Yeah, but I think we were discussing this last week on the podcast that, you know, people just go take in 2 or 3 City players and then they spread it out so that there's not a chance that Pep is going to drop all the 3 of them they've selected, and they still manage to get decent return for the overall amount of money they spent on him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Baru, you don't have any of such problems. You just pick Josh King, he gives you points and we're happy.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't even bought a single City player till now, and I just don't know how to fit him in. Like, do I sell Salah? I'm almost on the verge of selling Salah right now to get Sterling or De Bruyne in. Because Salah hasn't like really been firing in the past few game weeks. I think was Arsenal, was that the last game that he like really gave some points?
Yeah, he did. But
was a danger in this fantasy game. Over the last recent few years, people have started regretting decisions. It's like you need to, you know, what happens is you get sleepless nights. You go to the doctor for being treated for depression. You miss out on a player. And I always tease my cousin that he's always regretting players he misses out. So you'll take him out for Sterling and he'll get a hat-trick. And then you won't be able to forget it.
Dude, we know that pain too well. Like, I had Diego Jota until game week 6. I got him out game week 7. He scores a goal and he gives like 8 points. Like, imagine. There's like pain at every level of Fantasy Premier League.
Yeah.
So, how was your game week 7, by the way? And how are you doing this season?
I'm doing reasonably well. On game week 7, my game week 7 was actually below the average. I very rarely have a below average week. I got 44. First in all my leagues, apart from 1 or 2. But it's in as much, and I don't personally like the captaincy issue. I don't think you should have a captain scoring more points. But I put Salah as my captain, and then Sterling does better. I had Sterling and Salah in my team. But I also had Aubameyang as well.
But
I still only scored 44 points.
Yeah, I mean, West Ham guy saved me. I had Yarmolenko and Ale, so I got enough points. Like, I got 14 points from them. And yeah, it was decent. And as I mentioned earlier, Baru didn't change his team and he got 59 points. So there's something you're doing right, Baru. Just don't think about fantasy game. I think your teams do well.
I think that works for just Baru, because I also did the same thing that Baru did, and I scored 41 points. So I don't think so that works with anyone.
I think the team is there. The way you have to really think is the transfers, and picking the team is easier than the transfers. I think those are more challenging because there's so many players you can pick from. You can't pick everybody.
Oh yeah, that is true. So Baru, final thoughts on game week 7 before we take a break and talk about game week 8.
Well, I think even if I had made like a change, I don't think I would have my points would have changed much, because I was actually the only transfer I had in mind was like to get Barkley out and, you know, replace him with someone else. I mean, I obviously didn't think about that.
Barkley
came second in our money league. And that's good.
All right. So, guys, we'll take a break right now. And after the break, we need to talk about Game Week 8. What I need from you guys, Jwalant especially, is that 3 picks for Game Week 8. And then hopefully those 3 would have a differential pick. And then we can discuss who to captain for Game Week 8. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Stay tuned to Football Twaddle. Welcome back to Football Twaddle. It's a full house. My name is Saru. There's Darius here, and there's Baru, and we also have Jwalant, who is from... So, all right, guys, let's talk about Game Week 8. A few of the standout fixtures for me are Brighton Spurs, West Ham Crystal Palace, and Watford Sheffield United, and Newcastle Manchester United. So, like, however bad Manchester United have been, they're playing a team which is, like, really bad. Like, you know, it's managed by Steve Bruce, and they just don't do anything, which is Newcastle. Do you guys think that there is something to be exploited there for fantasy and try and, you know, take a risk with a Manchester United player?
If I look through Man United's team, there's not much choice, really. Daniel James is doing well-ish. For starting off well, now gone cold a bit. Martial's coming back from injury, so if he plays, he won't be 90 minutes. I think it's difficult to get Man United players. It's difficult to get any mid-table players, and that's what they are. They're playing mid-table football. You know, the chance to get this was an anomaly. So,
wouldn't you risk, let's say, a Rashford or a James in your starting 11 because you're playing Newcastle, right?
So James, yes. Have James myself, but I would not risk Rashford. I think it's if you already have Rashford, that's a different issue, but you know, if you don't have Rashford, then he's not a prolific goal scorer. You know, he's already missed a penalty and scored a penalty, I believe, this season. He's not a prolific goal scorer. Players that score goals, you know, 20 a season, he's not yet a 20 a season man.
Yeah, I think the maximum he scored in a season is 10 or 12. It's like one.
Yeah, I mean, he's still 21, I think. So he's still got time, and who knows, in 4 or 5 years he could be Ronaldo. We don't know. Unlikely, but we don't know. So I think now there's no one in that team that would inspire me with confidence. And you know, defense is okay, but again, they're still conceding goals against 2-0 against West Ham, 1 against Arsenal. So even the defense is not reliable.
So it wouldn't be advisable to pick any Manchester United players, irrespective of what their fixture list says, right?
Yeah, so I mean, you obviously can't take the defenders.
I think Martial is one player, but for this week, it's difficult because he's come back, he's had 3 weeks off, and he's not 100%. So yeah. I already have Martial and James, so I'll probably be picking Martial and James, but that's because I've got them already.
You already have them, yeah. So, Baru.
Is get players cheap when they make an impact, so that before the value goes up, which is why I've got James.
Yeah, all right. Baru, Liverpool play Leicester. Leicester flying high, and Liverpool, I should say that they're not scoring that many goals, but they're all right. They're winning all their games. They're 7-on-7. And Leicester, some players from Leicester to give points are, you know, this defender called Sunyoku. Vardy is in form, but... You know, with Liverpool playing Leicester, should people just, you know, take it easy with some Leicester players for Game Week 8 and not consider them? Or who could they consider?
No, so, I mean, looking at the way Liverpool played against Sheffield last week, I think Leicester are playing better football than what Sheffield are playing. So, it's going to be actually a pretty close match. And looking at the form that Vardy is in right now, if you have Vardy in your team, I think you should just hold on to him. If you don't, I mean, it's not worth getting him in. But yeah, Vardy does have a good chance to like score against Liverpool.
Yeah.
But like the old times, Liverpool are probably going to end up like outscoring Leicester City look, and those goals are probably going to come from either, I mean, not Salah probably. I mean, I hope it's Salah.
Because he's in your team, yeah. So
yeah, but probably from Mane, maybe, I don't know.
All right, guys. So Jwalant, your three picks for game week 8, the players to look forward to who can probably score, like, give you enough points.
Best players, I think the best players will always score the best number of points. So Salah and Sterling, obviously. I think Norwich against Aston Villa. I've had Pukki for a couple of weeks. I've had him from the beginning of the season. Looking at, I think Yarmolenko for West Ham is on a good run of form. He's cheap as well if you can get him.
Yeah, so like, you know, talking about Pukki, I don't think Pukki scored over the last two or three game weeks. So is that something to be concerned about, or just hold on to him and he will continue giving points?
No, I think that just happens, doesn't it? It just happens to players, they don't score. But his record in the Championship, he scored 29 goals. So if he's scoring 29 in 48 in the Championship, 46, then he should be scoring 15 at least in the Premier League. I think he'll probably surpass that. But what I would start looking at for Chelsea players more, because their young English players are making an impact. And Tomori is one player I'd be looking at, because he's a young defender who's, their transfer ban has been good, because otherwise they would have signed some expensive foreigner.
Yeah.
Tomori is one to look at.
And Tomori is quite cheap as well. I don't think he's very expensive.
Quite cheap.
He's 4.6.
Yeah, and I think Reece James in the future, I think they've got a good left back in Azpilicueta and Alonso. They've got good choices there. But Reece James is a highly rated youngster. I'm not even sure he's in the game. I think he's in the game. But not yet. Maybe as he'll go along next, maybe from 2020 onwards.
Yeah.
But he's one out for in future. And if he starts playing, you never know. I think people should get him, because he'll be cheap and he's playing for Chelsea. So, well, they're not the best team. They're still a good side.
Yeah, absolutely. So your three picks would be, I mean, apart from Sterling, Tomori and...
Sterling providing, well, it depends on the Champions League fixtures, but I'd look at Sterling again, because especially against Wolves, Tomori, and I think, once again, Pukki will make an impact. But those Leicester players you mentioned as well, they're in good form. But... and as usual, the usual suspects of Mane and Salah as well, I'll be looking at. And from Spurs' point of view, again, Kane is always good for a few points.
Yeah,
Aubameyang looks like he's on a form.
Yeah, Spurs are playing Brighton, so Son and Kane should be a good shout there. So, Baru, who are your three picks?
My pick, first pick, who's also probably going to be my captain this week, is Pukki. Because... this very reliable podcast that I usually listen to, Football to Order, in the last episode, it was, I think Ganjo pointed out that they do have an exceptional home form, Norwich.
Yeah.
And if you look at Pukki's points in the home games, he's got like 12 against City, 11 against Chelsea, and I think 17 against Newcastle.
All right. So,
okay, and these are all home games. And Aston Villa are a pretty good opponent to like score goals against. So Pukki is my first pick, and he's probably going to be my captain.
All right.
Second is Son. They have a good game.
They're playing Brighton. Yeah. And given Son that Spurs may lose to Bayern today, right, while we record. So, yeah, so they'll be raring to prove something, I guess, on the weekend.
Yeah, and he's in decent form. I mean, as a playmaker, he's got 2 assists in the past 2 games.
Yeah.
And 2 goals in the past 3.
Yeah.
So, that's actually a pretty good form. So, it has to be a Tottenham player, and I'll be going with Son.
Son, all right. And the third one?
Third, I'll probably go with either Tammy Abraham or Mason Mount, because Chelsea, not only for this week, but they have a good set of fixtures coming up.
The next 4 to 5 game weeks are really good for Chelsea. So Tammy and Mount or something.
Correct. So if I'm transferring someone in, it's probably going to be someone from Chelsea.
Yeah.
And that someone's probably going to be... I'll probably switch Barkley out for either Mount or...
Yeah, all right.
Saka maybe, you know, to see up some points.
Dude, Jwalan just
Saka,
asked you.
Not Saka.
Jwalan just asked you to get emotion of the game. Stop putting in some Saka into the team just for the sake of it. All right,
no, I'm getting him because he's really cheap, right? He'll like just free up quite a bunch of points for me.
All money. All right, okay. Darius, quickly, keen.
My picks are not based on any strategy.
That's okay. Just like
my picks. Okay, my first pick would be Sebastian Haller. I think West Ham have a good chance of scoring a lot against Crystal Palace.
And his all-round game is pretty awesome. Yeah, I think that's a good
I would rate him for this game week. My second pick would be Pukki against Aston Villa. I think Norwich are doing pretty well.
Yes.
Home soil. And my third pick will be Joshua Barnes for Burnley. I think Everton are in a bad form, and I think Barnes can like just be a good threat towards
Ashley that. Barnes, you mean?
Is he Ashley Barnes?
Yeah. Oh,
one of the Barnes.
All right. Jwalan,
the house of Barnes.
Jwalan, who would you captain? I mean, it's a hard game week to captain. There are no standout fixtures which you can say like, this is like my captain. It's like, it's all evenly matched games in terms of captaincy choices.
My captain, as long as they are playing, my captain would be either Salah or Sterling. So I would have to look at what the Champions League fixtures are, how many minutes they've played, and try and assess from go from there. And even if they're in bad form, it would always be Salah and Sterling for me.
Wow, really? So you're that rigid in like captaincy? You believe that these two are going to be enough?
At the end of the day, they are scoring the most number of points. And it's not just about goal assists as well. So my team, my strikers are Abraham, Aubameyang and Pukki, and I've got Salah and Sterling as well. So it would be between those two.
Yeah.
And depend on closer to the time, look at the team news and depend on what the fixtures are. Because I think Liverpool might be playing. See, City are playing today, I think. And Liverpool might be playing
tomorrow.
Next week, I think. Sure. So therefore, look at Sterling today. If Sterling plays today, that means he's played three games in 90 minutes. So
yeah.
Is he going to play? Is he going to start? He probably will, but I'll have to look at that, and between those two.
All right. And Baru, I think you said your captaincy choice was Pukki, right? Because they're playing Aston Villa and you expect all goals.
Yep.
And Darius?
My captain would be Haller. I would go with Haller.
They're playing Crystal Palace, man. Yeah. You don't know how many points he's going to give.
We don't know anyone who's going to get how many points.
All right, on that on that really ambiguous note.
Stuff,
yeah. All right, Jwalan, thanks a lot for coming on the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
All right, and hope you have a great FPL thing. And, you know, you should come back sometime when you have a lot of time, and we should do a special one on evolution of fantasy football and how gimmicky it's been, as you call it right now, to how it was then. And
yeah, I've just
like
realized.
How did you people socialize then? Like, there was no WhatsApp or internet, right? So we need to discuss all of this. So please do find time and let us know, so that we'll do a special one on just the history of fantasy.
Yeah, please. No, I'll enjoy that if you make time for me. That'd be great. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Thanks a lot, Jwalan.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, Baru.
Cheers.
Cheers, Baru. Darius.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
All right, guys, please. @ Footy Twaddle is Twitter. Football Twaddle is Instagram and Facebook. Do follow us, and you have a whole lot of names to choose from for this Game Week 8 in Fantasy. So take care. Bye-bye.